This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Connecting the pearls, but this is not the same connecting the pearls. Why? Because one man is missing. The man who has led us, who has led the team throughout the years, and that is none other than Ustaz Ahmad Javier. He was our Amir at Connect. He was a pillar of da'wah in this country, but sadly, he recently passed away. And on that note, I would like to invite the founder of Connect himself, Brother Wael Ibrahim, to say a few words to honor him by, and those who he left behind, and those who were left to pick up the pieces. So Brother Wael Ibrahim, please, a few words for Ustaz Ahmad Javier.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah wa alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In an event like this, my dear brother Ahmad Javier will be behind the camera. And then he will be kneeling here to take a picture, a perfect picture of me. Then he will run to the sound system to fix it. Then he will talk in his walkie-talkie to all the volunteers available and remind them of the instructions. Then he will run at the backstage, making sure that the mashayikh are being taken care of. He will film. He will edit. He will speak. In an event like this, after all this effort, he will go backstage, put his thobe and this small turban, and come and deliver a powerful speech, even though I did not understand Tagalog. The only speaker, with due respect to all the ulama and the mashayikh here in the Philippines, but wallahi, 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 not because he's my friend, the only speaker in the Philippines that I used to enjoy his Tagalog speeches is Ahmad Javier. I did not understand most of what he used to say, but the passion, the power in his speech can tell you that this man is sincere. The thing that many people don't know actually is that my wife's shahada, my wife's Islam started when she spoke to Ahmad and Isa Javier. It's very difficult to stand today attending Connecting the Pearls conference without actually being in touch with my dear late brother Ahmad Javier. It's even very difficult to say late, subhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. I remember one of the last voice note messages I received from my dear brother Ahmed. I was actually behind the stage all the way. I thought that I send it to brother Isa. He said, no, you send another one. And I was trying to locate that message to actually play it from my phone, but I couldn't locate it quickly and I was called to speak. But that message was after, I believe, the 8th Connecting the Pearls conference. And it goes like this. It goes like this. After he always say, Assalamu alaikum, ya Shaykh. And then he say, may Allah reward you abundantly. Wallahi, ya Shaykh, we will continue Connecting the Pearls conference so long as we have the energy, so long as we have the resources, so long as we have the support, and so long as we are alive. And I took this message, subhanAllah, for granted that the mad will come and we will continue doing it. One of our intentions, maybe the public is unaware of, is that one of our main intentions, why we're doing what we're doing, because we hope that on the day of judgment, we hope on the day of judgment, that we will present this project, this da'wah project, Connecting the Pearls, which main intention was to connect the different segments of the Filipino community. Muslims, Balik Islam, non-Muslims even, tribes who are Muslims, yet they don't get along. The main intention was to connect all these segments and bring them into a big mega hall like this and let them learn the deen of Allah, not through just Wa'il or Ahmed, but through some of the well-known and most recognized scholars of the deen globally, most sought-after scholars globally. That was our main intention. But then we dream even bigger. And then we said that inshallah ta'ala, we want to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and tell Him, Ya Allah, this is the project connecting the pearls, and we are all now volunteers. We're all now volunteers, and we want to now go in your place and sit on these chairs in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala, listening to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is why we are doing this. Is that we want to connect everyone together so that we can come, inshallah, on the Day of Judgment also and enter Jannah Zumara, bi-idhnillah, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, together. So Ahmed Javier, guys, is more than just a da'i. He passed away now, so it's actually okay to praise him. He's more than a da'i. He's a man who was ahead of his time. He left his job in Saudi because they told him, don't use camera. So he left it because he knew that the usage of the camera will be the most needed tool for da'wah. The most needed tool for da'wah. And subhanAllah, those same mashayikh or whoever they used to say, cameras, photos, this is bid'ah, this is haram, the same. Go and see them now. All of them are using the same tools which Ahmed used way before anyone thought that this would be the way. He's the man who would go and buy a camera, but not any camera. The most expensive one. The most modern one. Why? Because he believed that Islam is precious. And if you wanted to present Islam, you must present Islam in the best way possible. He learned how to edit videos in the same way how Hollywood edits videos. Well, top class videos. But the content is Islam. The content is Islam. Because if we don't do that, my brothers and sisters, your children, your daughters, your son will be watching all these movies that will ruin the brain. Will ruin the brain. Will ruin their faith. So he used those modern technology to attract youth to Islam. That was Ahmed Javier. Ahmed Javier is one of the most popular speakers, not only in the Philippines, but in various parts of the world. And the evidence is that when he passed, so many global scholars from all around the world, they mourned the death of Ahmed Javier on so many social platforms. I was actually in Cebu with my family. And we couldn't find halal food. We couldn't find Muslim community, to be honest. And some people told us here, told us there, people don't have even understanding what halal is. Like they don't recognize the word. So finally we reached to an area where they told us there is a masjid in the second floor. The masjid was so humble and quite dirty to enter. It's very messy, but we need to pray. So we went up there. And subhanAllah, as I finished my prayer, apparently someone recognized me. And he started calling a few brothers in the masjid and he ran towards me, very excited to see me, apparently, maybe because of my head or something. Allahu A'lam. But he came running and he said, oh, you are the one with Ahmed Javier. He didn't know my name, but he knew Sheikh Ahmed Javier. Yet, Ahmed Javier in these events will be hanging the cameras around his neck, wearing a very simple t-shirt, a slipper, a short that goes, you know, after his knees, walking around, nobody will recognize who this man. Nobody. Wallahi, brother Ibrahim Mink, Sheikh Ibrahim Mink, when he heard that Sheikh Ahmed Javier passed away, he went on social media to check, who is this guy that everyone is praying for him around the world? Who is this guy? To find that he was, mashallah, well-established da'i in the Philippines. Not anyone. In fact, he is among, this is my reading to the situation, I grew up Islamically in the Philippines, myself, 21 or 22 years ago. And I saw Ahmed and Isa, young teenagers or young men growing up Islamically as well. He is the one who actually make da'wah historical in the Philippines. Historical. His approach, his dedication, a man to use his salary that he used to earn and spend on da'wah, this is not an ordinary person. And subhanAllah, we used to bring Ahmed and few of the brothers to Hong Kong because we run another organization in Hong Kong. And subhanAllah, because of his talent as a cameraman, director, and editor, and so we asked his help to come with us Hong Kong. After the long day of effort, sitting on the mixer, guiding everyone, all the team members, he will not go to the hotel and rest and sleep. Wallahi, he will go outside, take those amazing pictures in nature, buildings, and make posts and put quotes from the Quran and the Hadith, as if he felt that he's going to leave this dunya earlier. Ahmed Javier was a pioneer that perhaps when he was alive, people didn't feel that. SubhanAllah, I also witnessed with Brother Ahmed, may Allah have mercy upon his soul, the attack, the accusations against him because he present Islam in a different way, in a creative manner. So people called him all names. And he would send me messages, Ya Sheikh, what to do about this? They told me this. They say this about me. They say this about me. What to do? I'll tell him, just keep doing what you're doing, brother. We are praying for you. Wallahi, I think Mufti Mink as well. He mentioned that he also received regularly from Brother Ahmed messages of that nature, seeking advice how to cope with all these attacks that are lies, are not true. The man is doing his best to bring the best out of him to present Islam in a well-class manner. Yet he's been attacked. He's been attacked. I don't know, I could go forever, wallahi, talking about my dear friend Ahmed Haver, but I owe him a lot myself in the field of da'wah. Seeing Brother Ahmed from day one, when I start inviting him and Brother Isa, Sheikh Isa, to Nova Liches, where my wife, family used to live, to give da'wah. From that day, I was actually inspired to continue that path. I was just leaving music and trying to be religious. These two, Ahmed and Isa, may Allah bless them, Ya Rab, may Allah bless Ahmed in Jannatul Firdaus, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to bless Isa and his family in this dunya until we meet our brother Ahmed with our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. I ask you, my brothers and sisters in Islam, to pose inshallah ta'ala and make dua for our beloved Sheikh Ahmed, who I cannot really believe, but just it's very heavy standing here without his presence. Some people have witnessed that I was walking by when the Quran recitation was going with the opening. And as I walk, it hits me, Ahmed is not here. And wallahi, I sat there near the toilet on this very small, short chair. I couldn't breathe. And some people maybe witnessed that I was a little bit emotional. Because I knew he's not there. I knew he's not around. Khalas, finished. It's 2 years. But just the event is already on and he's not there. It hits me. And I said, Ya Allah, I don't know if I will continue. I was even telling Brother Isa today that I was reflecting over this segment that I want to call him to call it off. Just please remember him in dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this shahada, make this witness, testimony, a reason for him to be elevated in the highest levels of Jannah, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us all to continue that legacy. Because wallahi, without his effort, we would have never been able to do what we are doing today. He made things easy for us. We have a checklist, Sheikh Ahmed. That's why we did what we did. He was capable of taking this flat hole and turn it into a beautiful stage with screens. And he's the one who taught us all of this. So it's easy for us now to continue. Just we need your support, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum.
Sa mga nagtutuwid, di ayan pagpalain kayo ni Allah at nananatiling bukas ang aking puso at isipan para sa inyo. Sa mga umaatake, syukran. Salamat po.
حينما حل البلاء جئت إليك ذليلا أناجي من لي غيرك ربي يسمع مني شكواي
1993 or 1994 nang kami ay yumakap sa Islam. At alhamdulillah, yun ang dalangin ko kay Allah na kung tayo ay kukunin na niya, naway ipagkaloob niya na tayo ay nasa estado ng pagiging Muslim, sapagkat yun ang palagi natin naririnig sa tuwing araw ng Biyernes. Wala tamutum na illa wa antum muslimun. Huwag kayong mamatay maliban kayo ay mga Muslim.
لا تستوي الحسنة ولا السيئة ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم وما يلقاها إلا الذين صبروا وما يلقاها إلا ذو حظ عظيم
hindi magkapareho ang kabutihan at kasamaan. Isulong mo ang para sa iyo ay nakabubuti. Kung sa pagitan ninyo ay may pagkagalit, huwag mong hayaang manaig. Ituring mo na siya ay matanik mong kaibigan. Walang makagagawa niyan maliban sa matiisin. At walang makakagawa niyan maliban na siya na nagmamay-ari ng paraiso sa kabilang buhay.
Ya Jawadu Ya Karim
tayo naman yung bibisitahin dito para hindi tayo masyadong naka-attach sa dunya na akala natin hindi na tayo aalis sa mundo. Pero ang totoo, darating ang araw na tayo naman ang ilalagay dito.
Bro, pwede ba magpa-reserve dito? Seryosong tanong.
Ito ang aking request at pakiusap. Kung kayo ay nando na sa Kanpara, nakalagpas kayo, parang wala ako dun, hindi nyo ako nakita, nahuli, o di kaya kung nasan man ako, paglaban nyo ko kay Allah.
Kaya maraming salamat sa inyo at naway ipatuloy nyo na idalangin kay Allah na magkaroon tayo ng magandang kalusugan, mabuting kalusugan. Salamat po. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Takbir!